U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton urged India yesterday to join Washington in supporting Pakistan's fight against terrorism. But Delhi is demanding results before it resumes formal peace talks with its rival. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more on this story.
Hillary Clinton arrived in Mumbai late last night at the start of a five-day visit. It's a trip designed to cement ties and dispel any doubts over U.S. President Barack Obama's commitment to India's role as a rising global power. Before leaving for India, Clinton said all aspects of the bilateral relationship were on the table.
We are delighted that our two countries will be engaging in a very broad, comprehensive dialogue. It's the most wide-ranging that I think has ever been put on the table between India and the United States. It has six pillars to it, one of which, of course, is foreign policy, strategic challenges, along with other matters like health and education and agriculture and the economy. So I don't want to prejudge, but it is clear that everything is on the table to discuss.
Although her trip has a wide agenda, including securing a deal to ensure U.S. arms technology does not leak to third countries, Clinton is expected to push for a smoothing of Indo-Pakistani ties, frayed by last year's Mumbai attacks in which 166 people died. On Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and his Pakistani counterpart Yusuf Raza Gilani agreed to fight terrorism jointly, but Singh insisted Pakistan must punish those responsible for the Mumbai attacks if it wants formal talks. Today, Hillary Clinton will attend a commemoration of the attacks before meeting Indian executives, visiting a group that helps poor women sell handicrafts, and joining forces with Bollywood star Aamir Khan to promote education. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.